At SLRC, they understand your dream to move. Moving up, moving on, moving your body, moving mountains. SLRC can help you find the focus to define your finish line. As a top 10 run shop in America, they use their 25 years of experience to provide custom shoe fit analysis and offer a premium assortment of footwear and workout essentials. Locally owned, locally operated. SLRC is movement inspired. Visit saltlakerunning.com to schedule your shoe fitting today.
Friends, and welcome to this very special edition of the Hosts of Eden podcast. It's been a while, hasn't it? Almost a year since we released season one. And again, I want to thank everyone who has listened. I'm overwhelmed by the response and the positive feedback. And I thought it would be good if before we dove into season two, that since it's been a while, maybe we could do a quick refresher of what happened in season one. With that in mind, spoiler alert, if you haven't listened to season one, go back and do that first. Download the KSL News Radio app, subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts, and do me a favor, if you are an Apple Podcast, leave a review. Those are always helpful, and I love your feedback. So go back and listen to that first, and then start listening to season two. If you have listened to season one, the idea of this podcast is to just kind of catch you up, catch me up on what happened in season one. And it was a very eventful season. If you remember, we started out with a doctor, Dr. Marion. She's studying mental illness, specifically multiple personality disorder. And she has a patient named Johnny. And remember, Johnny has a couple of personalities that he deals with, himself, Johnny, and then a member of the military by the name of Mason, and then a little girl named Shelby. And these are the personalities that Marion is used to and has dealt with for years. And one day, out of nowhere, a new personality emerges in Johnny. This personality is a little different, has clarity like the other personalities don't have. And this personality claims to be the actual president of the United States. And Marion's like, yeah, she's interested in it as a researcher, but she doesn't for a moment believe that this is the real president. But this personality knows things about the president and the world that her patient shouldn't know. Johnny had been in this facility for almost a decade. He shouldn't know who the president is. He doesn't have any access to the outside world. He doesn't know any of this information, but he knows the president's name. He knows the name of the president's wife. He knows everything about the president's administration. He knows things he shouldn't know. And so Marion at first thinks it's a prank. But after a series of events, she comes to believe that for whatever reason, this personality inside Johnny is the real president of the United States. And one of the things that helps her come to that conclusion is the fact that the real president, the guy who's in the White House, he starts acting erratically, going against campaign promises, pushing the country towards war. So now Marion is confronted with what to do. Well, her and the president inside Johnny and this individual from the military named Mason, they decide they need to escape the facility and they need to go and find a friend of the president. His name's Wally. And there's a problem along the way, and that is a little girl named Shelby. Shelby is the other personality inside of Johnny. And if you remember, Shelby comes out at the worst possible time. They can't control when she comes out. And they can't control when she leaves. So they come up with some very creative ways to keep Shelby entertained. And one of those is to take her to a playground, to buy her ice cream. And they get her tired so that her personality diminishes while Mason or the president can come out so that they can figure out the mystery that they've been confronted with. Eventually, they do track down Wally. But unfortunately, before Wally can help them, Wally's home is attacked and riddled with gunfire, and Wally is killed, Marion and Mason barely escape. They make their way towards an old bunker that Mason's uncle had, and there they discover some new clues that lead them to this comic book store owner who's posted all of these videos online about how he believes that there was an ancient society that could transfer souls from one body to the next, and that he had found ancient hieroglyphics that prove that point, and that they were acting today and transferring bodies today. So, of course, they had to go and check this lead out. When they get there, at first, this individual is reluctant to share with them his conspiracy theories, but eventually he invites them into his back room. And remember, he's got all these maps and symbols, and he tells them, I have a building that I found where I think maybe we can find out more about these ancient people that were transferring souls. So he leads them to this building. Once inside the building, they realize that it was a trap and that he had set them up. The president, the one who's in the White House acting erratically, is there. He's there, and he wants to kill Marion and her patient. Before he is able to do so, a new individual comes on the scene. His name is Abe. And remember, Abe helps them escape. After they escape, Abe explains to them how all of these things could be happening. And the answers are almost too much to take for Marion, Mason, and the president. If you remember, Abe explains to them that the person in the White House, the one who had taken over the body of the president of the United States, is actually an alien. And that Abe, the person who had helped them, is also an alien. But he doesn't stop there. He then turns to Marion and to Mason and he says, oh, and by the way, you are both aliens as well. He then proceeds to explain to them that, in truth, every human on the earth, what we call our consciousness, what separates us from the animals, that consciousness is actually an alien from a planet called Eden, and that we came from Eden years ago, and that we found these bodies, these humanoid bodies, as a suitable host for our consciousness, for our kind, for our species. And ever since that time, we have been coming down from Eden and inhabiting these bodies. Well, in order to ensure that this process continues, two people were sent down to take care of the device that transfers souls from one body to the next. That device, remember, is the Genesis device. Or, as we know it here on Earth, it's the Ark of the Covenant. And what the Ark does is it receives that alien from Eden called a scion or a branch, an arm. And as it comes down, it transfers that soul into a new baby. And when a human dies on Earth, that scion or that consciousness is transferred by the Genesis device into another newborn. And we just keep cycling from one host to the next. And this is the way that we came up with to perpetuate our species because our home planet Eden was at risk. Now, Abe explains this is all he knows. He just knows that he and the person who has taken over the president's body were the ones sent down to protect the device, and that somewhere along the way, the person in the president's body had gone rogue and had hidden the device from Abe and had been using it for his own nefarious purposes. This is when we find out that the real name of Abe is Abel, and that the name of the person who has taken over the president's body is Cain, and that Cain and Abel were sent with the Genesis device to protect the Genesis device so that Eden could come down and take over the new hosts. Once they had processed all of this information, now they had to take a course of action. And the only thing that Abe could think of was that they need to find the Genesis device. And after some research, they decide that they think that they know where it is, and they embark on a new mission to take the Genesis device back from Cain and return the president to his real and rightful body and try and repair all of the damage that had been done. They do eventually find the Genesis device, only to find out that once again, it's a trap. And Cain, in the president's body, is now ready to not just kill Mason and Marion and Shelby and the president, but also kill Abel, so that Cain would have all the power of the Genesis device and that Abel could no longer try and thwart his plans. And it's in this moment that little Shelby comes forth and she has to go to the bathroom. This was a common problem for Shelby, remember, throughout the story. And she has to go so bad, and Cain just thinks it is so funny. And remember, the truth is that this is not Shelby. It's actually Mason acting like Shelby. And he uses this ruse to get close to Cain and to overcome and to attack Cain and take over the situation. Finally, at the end of the season, Cain gets sent back into the Genesis device, where he will no longer be a problem, as he will be inhabiting the body of a brand new baby. And then Abel explains that he doesn't want the job anymore. He wants to be sent back through the Genesis device as well. And so he asks Marion and Mason to take over the role of protectors of the Genesis device. Mason is not in agreement because he's still inside Johnny's body. And this is when Abe explains that these special devices or symbols on their arms allows them to transfer from one body to the next and keep their memories and their consciousness. So he tells Mason he wants Mason to take Abel's body. And that would free up Johnny and allow Marion and Mason, who had now fallen in love at this point, to go forward as protectors of the Genesis device. They all agree. Abel says goodbye. They also say goodbye to Shelby, and she's sent back into the Genesis device to find a new home and a new family. And what you're left with is Johnny, the original patient, who no longer has any personalities inside of him. And you have Mason and Marion, and they go back to the compound of Abe, where they take on their new role as protectors of the Genesis device. And this is almost where our story ends, except for they get back to the home of Abel, and there's a little card on the table. And that card has a little symbol. It's the Ankh symbol from the Egyptians, and inside there is just a cryptic note. And it simply says, they came before and they will come again. And that is how season one ends. So hopefully I didn't confuse you too much with this recap of season one. Hopefully you didn't forget all of it as well. I'm very excited to present to you season two of Hosts of Eden. And again, please listen to it in the KSL News Radio app, or better yet, listen in Apple Podcasts. And subscribe to it, and please leave a review and some comments for me. I would love it as well. But more than anything, thank you for indulging me. It has been such a blast telling this story and taking it from my brain into reality. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and we're proud to help bring you this podcast. If you ever need a resource for information about your home's electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning system, you can find Any Hour Services on Facebook, YouTube, or online at anyhourservices.com.